I think at this point we've had a very good training camp. We've covered a lot of ground as we are moving towards our first preseason game on Friday night. It seems like our guys are really buying into, you know, how we want to get things done. That's always encouraging. You know, although we have been together throughout this offseason working as a team and trying to create a culture where our guys kind of understand what it takes for us to be successful here in Minnesota, it helps to be here at training camp in Mankato at Minnesota State to really kind of bring everything together, create some adversity at times for our team, and put them in situations where they have to compete on every single play. And we've created some of those situations, and they responded fairly well. So we're kind of looking forward to lining up on Friday night against another opponent. You can see it sometimes where the guys are getting a little bit feisty amongst themselves, and it's probably about time to start hitting some other jerseys. But we're going to try to finish strong this afternoon. I think we've been pretty good health-wise for the most part, but we'll get a chance to finish up and hopefully move on from here and get ready for this game on Friday night.
Got an update on Jared and Harrison?
Both are going to be fine. There are no ill effects from what occurred yesterday. They should both be fine.
What would you like on Friday? Get to a preseason first game, or what do you expect, Leslie, in terms of who's going to play how much and all that?
I think it'll be whatever you determine as typical would be, Mike, from our standpoint, a chance to get our players out there and evaluate a lot of players, which in today's NFL, the preseason has become a premium in that regard because of the limited amount of exposure you get in actual practices. So that those preseason games have more importance because you know, you're trying to identify the right 53, so you have to utilize those games correctly. So for us, it's a chance for us to evaluate our young guys and then for our veteran guys just to kind of give them a gauge of where they are at this point in the preseason.
Do you like playing good teams like that in the preseason? Because, you know, at least you know, some of these young guys are going to see some pretty good players and you're going to be able to evaluate for them.
Yeah, you know, I always look at it like, every team in the league is good. I've never looked at it like this is the 28th team or the 29th team. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, every team we play in the preseason or regular season, they're good, Mike. It just, you know, this is a good, tough league, even in the preseason.
My name is Jared.
Yeah, have an idea. I want to get through today's practice and then, you know, conclude some things after today's practice.
Assuming Adrian will be limited through all the preseason games, what do you look for out of Toby during the preseason games?
You know, I think we have a pretty good feel, Dan, of Toby's capabilities. It's more so getting his timing down and getting him some reps because we expect his numbers to be limited because of who is our number one running back. So you want him to get some timing, being able to hit the holes and get some things that he may not get a chance to get a lot of looks at during the regular season. But at the same time, we don't want to overexpose him. He's a very important part of our football team. So we're cautious in how we use him in the preseason as well.
With your receiver corps and so many new guys, where do you think they're at in terms of establishing that chemistry and timing?
I think at this point we're in pretty good shape. You know, we have some things that we need to work on. I think this game will help us with that from a timing standpoint, a chemistry standpoint, but from a practice standpoint, I think we are where we need to be. But there's a difference in lining up and playing a game against other competition, different defenses. I mean, they're, you know, with our personnel, they've been seeing some of the same looks now since May. So it'll be good to line up against another opponent, get some different looks and different possibilities, different situations. And then we'll have a little bit better idea of where we are with some of those guys.
You just looking to see how those guys react to those situations, particularly your young guys?
We do. As much as you try to simulate games in practice, it's different. And, you know, to be in that atmosphere at Mall of America Field for some of our young guys who may have never been in that situation before, we'll learn a little bit more about him. And to introduce Greg Jennings, you know, wearing our uniform, being on our sideline. So he'll learn some things and we will too. So there are a lot of pluses to having this first preseason game.
Because you have so many pieces in that receiving corps, does it maybe make these more important games for you?
I don't know if this first one it does that because we're going to limit the amount of time that our ones will play. But as we get a little bit farther in game two and game three, yes, I think it will matter at that point. So.
Yeah,
Melissa, Coach Musgrave said yesterday that he's been impressed with what Jarius does in the film room as far as picking the game up for a young guy and understanding responsibilities and helping some of the other new guys out. What have you seen from him in that regard that, you know, maybe shows his football intelligence and his grasp of what he has to do?
John, the thing that strikes me about Jarius is, and I was telling George Stewart and Bill this, is his maturity for his age and also his experience in the NFL. And we saw this a year ago. He's a very knowledgeable guy, very conscientious guy. And for him to step in and play as well as he did in his first start, or first action, after being, you know, not a guy who wasn't even dressing, that tells you something about the pro that he is, even as a rookie. To see him now kind of take a leadership role, that's pretty impressive. There are guys in that wide receiver room that kind of, you know, gravitate to him. And you would expect that with Greg Jennings, which they do. But for Jarius to step into that role is really helping our receivers, helping our offense. But he's a very, very mature young guy for where he is in the NFL.
Plus, does having the game, the opener, preseason opener at the Metrodome factor at all into who you dress in the sense that you want to give the home fans somebody to look at, or is it just an evaluation tool? It's week one. It could be anybody, anywhere.
You know, Brian, I think you can't lose sight of what you want to get done in the preseason. And in our case, it's all about evaluating our players and making sure, you know, we've come out of this, the preseason, with the right 53. And there are some emotions when it comes to being at Mall of America Field, opening the preseason. But it can't override the bottom line, and that is our being able to evaluate our guys and get a proper evaluation, especially for the bottom of our roster, which sometimes really makes up your team. That'll be the number one criteria as we are deciding, you know, who's going to play, who's not going to play, how long they're going to play, and to what extent they're going to play.
So who at the bottom of that roster has surprised you the most through a week of camp, a week and a half?
We've had a number of guys that that we're kind of counting on, you know, some of our late picks, along with some of our free agents that we signed, that we're going to give a chance to compete on special teams, get a chance to compete on offense and defense. You'd like to see how some of our draft picks are going to do, whether it be Hodges, whether it be Monty, Jeff Baca. There are a number of guys we need to take a real hard look at. And a guy like an Eric Highsmith, just to see, how he'll do in this environment, being a free agent. We've had some free agents to make our team. So for all those guys that are kind of like on the cusp of joining the National Football League, it's a great tool for them to show what they're capable of doing beyond what we've done on the practice field.
When you look back at Sully's 2012 season, what do you think was the catalyst for him sort of elevating his play and getting to the level that he was at a year ago?
I think there were a number of factors. He was coming into last season off of a down year, and due to some factors that contributed to that, the injury, he had lost someone in his family, he had some things that were going on that previous year. And so for him to come in healthy, to play throughout the season and be consistently good, I think those things help with his confidence. But staying healthy and having a free mind, not getting caught up in some of the other things that were happening away from the field, probably helped him to, you know, be a better player. And his leadership, he really improved in that area. That was the one area that I was hoping that he would take more of a leadership role, because we were trying to develop that on our offensive line, you know, with a young left tackle, a new guard at the time, a new right guard at the time, and then there's Phil. So we needed, between he and Phil, to step up, and Sully did, and Phil has also, and that was they had a lot to do with our offensive line playing as well as they did a year ago.
Do you have a better sense there with Desmond Bishop, whether he might be able to go Friday night?
I would say, Ben, it's unlikely. He's going to try to do some things today, but I'm not expecting that he's going to play. Now, it could surprise me. He could go out there and look very good this afternoon. But as we speak right now, I wouldn't expect it to happen.
How about Rhodes? It looked like he was getting involved, at least in the walkthrough portion this morning.
Who was it?
Rhodes.
Yeah, Xavier, probably the same thing. You know, he's going to try to do some things, too, this afternoon. But I don't think we put him out there until we got a few days of practice on his belt. I don't know if that would be wise.
All right.
You had anything there? Okay. Thank you.